The company, formerly known as WorldCom, has agreed to pay a $500 million fine to settle accounting fraud charges. The money would go to investors who lost out when the high-flying telecom company slid into bankruptcy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The $500 million fine is one of the largest ever imposed by the Securities and Exchange Commission. But WorldCom's accounting missteps were record-setting as well. The company has admitted artificially inflating profits by more than $11 billion over the years. Securities law professor James Cox of Duke University says the punishment fits the crime.
This is an extraordinarily big settlement and announces, I think, not only the seriousness of the violation, but the seriousness and indeed the swiftness in which the SEC has proceeded.
In fact, the SEC filed suit against WorldCom last June, less than 24 hours after the company first disclosed some of the accounting errors. WorldCom, once a Wall Street darling, filed for bankruptcy the following month. WorldCom is now adopting the name of its long-distance carrier, MCI, and expects to emerge from bankruptcy later this year, so Cox says there's a good chance the fine will be paid. The settlement reportedly calls for the money to be distributed to WorldCom investors. That kind of payout is provided for under the new Sarbanes-Oxley reform legislation, which gained political momentum from the WorldCom scandal. Former SEC Chairman David Reuter, who now teaches law at Northwestern University, says the restitution fund is an important development.
It provides the SEC with a means of imposing a fine on a company and having that money be available for investor claims rather than having that fine go into the general coffers of the United States government.
Even a $500 million fine would not fully compensate investors who watched WorldCom's stock price slide to almost nothing from a high of more than $60 a share. Investors are also pressing class action lawsuits. A federal judge today refused to throw those cases out. Reuter notes the SEC fine will effectively be paid by WorldCom's investors and creditors, not the people responsible for the fraudulent bookkeeping. Several former executives have pleaded guilty to criminal fraud charges, and criminal charges are pending against Scott Sullivan, the former chief financial officer. Cox says the outcome of that case may be more significant than any fine.
The real focus of these investigations has to be on the individuals who actually cook the books. And that's why I think the real test of the government's resolve is what happened to Mr. Sullivan and where else responsibility for these violations can be placed, and that there be criminal prosecutions, just not civil remedies.
So far, no criminal charges have been filed against WorldCom's former chief executive, Bernie Ebbers. Ebbers, who received hundreds of millions of dollars in loans from WorldCom before he was fired, recently defaulted on his first scheduled repayment. Scott Horsley, NPR News.